News Breakfast. Shane Coleman.
Innovation with Air.
Now, today marks World Refugee Day, and I am joined by Salman Jamal, refugee journalist and former Somali government advisor, who is currently staying in direct provision in City West. Good morning to you, Salman.
Good morning to you.
You have had a very interesting story. You were here, if I'm correct, since last November. Is that right?
Yeah, till 9th of November last year, yeah.
From Somalia. Tell people what you did in Somalia and your job before you came to Ireland.
Thank you very much. Greeting you from City West Campus, Dublin 204 Sagat, all of you guys in the studio. And also greetings to all of Irish people who welcomed us this beautiful country. And thank you and the government of Ireland. If I beg your question, I was in Somalia and I was a journalist, a Somali senior journalist and also a news anchor. And sometimes I was a reporter, beginning more than I was in 15 years as a journalist. Then in 2022, the government of Somalia appointed me as a Somali advisor of the Speaker of the Somali Parliament, media advisor of the Somali Speaker of the Parliament. Until 2023, I was working that. So then some difficulty situation from coming me from the tourist group, who those are attacked me in 2015. And then when I back to the country, they just tried to kill me or to try to revive me again. Then they told me that they will kill me. Then I take decision that I create the country from that. And okay. I come to Ireland at that time. Yeah.
Okay. So you do... you did a job very similar to myself or my colleagues here. You worked in media, you were a news anchor, you were a journalist, and then you went and became a government advisor, which many actual journalists in Ireland do as well. It's a notable kind of change of career that journalists take. So you did something very similar, and now you find yourself obviously living in direct provision in City West. And how is that? How is that a big challenge mentally to find yourself in this position, Salman?
Repeat again. You're speaking.
My apologies. Do you find it a big challenge living in City West? Is it hard to, I suppose, reconcile this psychologically?
You know, thank you very much. You know, when you are in your country and also you will never seen like a different people or never different nationalities when you live together in the same place, more than 60 people with different nationalities, different behavior. When you stay in one place, just you feel something is not good for other people. Mm-hmm. But it is compulsory to live with them and to survive how these guys are living. So when I came in City West Campus, it is very surprised me to stay here more than 60 different people. Then I share with a home with four other guys from different countries like Nigeria and Pakistan and Bolivia. Okay. So that was so hard for me. But I can stay with them. And everything was nice in the beginning that day until this morning I will be transferred in City West.
This morning you're being moved.
Yeah,
so you've been living 7 months
moved.
with three other men,
of course,
Jordan, Bolivia, and Pakistan. And now, and do you know where you're going?
Exactly. The IPAS, they don't tell us where we are going, but yesterday we get the papers and they told us that we will transfer here. So now everybody is preparing himself. More than 75 people will be transferred this morning and everybody is just preparing. Like he's going another accommodation, new accommodation.
Okay.
Everybody's
And how are you finding it all? Is it very stressful the way you live now in the accommodation, or is it okay?
The accommodation here in City West, sometimes when the 10 at night, when the light turn off, everybody's preparing to sleep. You know, some people, they talk telephone and you can't sleep well. Sometimes some guys, they're fighting. So the security, they're doing a lot of jobs here in City West, but these guys say they don't respect other people that are living with them. That's a hard, yeah.
Okay, so living with a lot of people is very difficult. And does the thought of being transferred and not knowing where you are going, does that make you anxious or worried, or are you okay?
Of course. Everybody is really nervous, so nobody knows where are we going better than this place or worse than this place. So everybody, if you don't know everything, everybody would get up early. So nobody go to the breakfast. Everybody just preparing his bags, everybody asks everybody, where are you going to this morning? So everybody's nervous, like me.
Salman,
and the other, my friends, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe lastly, you've been here, it's about 7 months now since last November. Have you any idea has your application been finalised? Do you know if you've been granted refugee status, or are you still seeking asylum, or where does your case stand currently after 7 months?
Thank you very much. And some of our friends from different countries, they just get already the interview, but I myself, I didn't get an interview, and whereas I think and I don't know where's my case is going.
You don't know. Okay.
Still, we are on process.
Okay.
But I get the thing that I'm very happy is to get the work permit. So if you just get the work permit, you can manage yourself your families in Somalia, get like my kids and my wife. So just I get the work permit, and I met a different training here. So this is upcoming month. So I'm just ready to go.
Okay.
To work and
I'm sure that's what you want, obviously having worked for many years. Look, thank you for joining us this morning and giving us that insight. That is Salman Jamal, refugee, journalist and former Somali government advisor, currently living in City West in Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.